Ohio Valley Resource reporters asked Trump voters what they hope he will do as president.
More than Obama did. I mean, we need jobs.
I don't think Trump is some savior. He's not a savior. But he is somebody with a different perspective.
And I'm going to hold my breath and keep my fingers crossed and hope that he can affect some real change in this country.
We also asked some questions of the data, how county-by-county vote results match up with some key economic information about the region. The results offer some insights and raise some questions about what motivated Trump voters here. One obvious factor, anxiety over Kohl's collapse. Here are Eastern Kentucky Trump supporters Judy Collier and David Boggs.
We need jobs. Our coal jobs are gone here in Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, put the coal business back together and straighten this country up a little bit, maybe.
Resource data reporter Alexandra Kanick looked at the votes for Clinton and Trump in those counties in the three-state region that produce the most coal.
They had two, three, sometimes even six times the amount of support for Trump.
Trump seized on coal's decline and pinned the blame on federal regulation. West Virginia University history professor Hal Gorby says that fits a long pattern in regional politics.
Sort of rolling back environmental regulations and what was called the overreach of the EPA. It's often also referred to as the war on coal. That language has had a lot of support, obviously, before Trump was running to be president.
The war on coal is still politically potent, but it does not match well with facts. Executives at electric utilities say their move away from coal has more to do with economics than environmental regulation. Natural gas is just cheaper. Trump supporters also want manufacturing jobs to return. That's something Trump voters Martin Dofka and Jack Rose of Wheeling both talked about.
It sounds like he's going to try to bring jobs back into this country.
You know, and we've seen all these jobs that have been exported and outsourced to China and Mexico and Canada and, you know, wherever, anywhere but here.
While free trade has helped consumers and some companies, the Ohio Valley's heavy manufacturing base suffered. Many manufacturing and mining communities fell into economic distress. Resource reporter Kanick's analysis shows several counties with the worst poverty also had the greatest turnout for Trump.
Martin County, which has really high poverty, some of the highest in Kentucky, saw nearly 10 times as many voters coming out in support of Trump. In fact, no county in our region with poverty greater than 30% went blue.
The Appalachian Regional Commission says 54 counties in the region are economically distressed. All but one, Athens County, Ohio, went for Trump. Democratic positions on taxes and government services traditionally favor folks with low incomes. But Professor Gorby says it's not that simple. Democrats, he says, long ago drifted from a platform that appealed to many working people.
They have sort of also moved away from some of those core issues of economic security that matter a lot to ordinary working people and particularly rural voters. And this has left, and I think this is what we saw in this election cycle, it's left a lot of these people who live in the Rust Belt, who live in rural places like Appalachia, feeling that they have just been neglected.
Healthcare was also an issue for some Trump voters.
In medical care. More than the Obama care that we had, so cheaper medicine.
This is an issue where the vote and the data tell different stories. Kanick found that just a few years ago, 20% or more of people in Kentucky and West Virginia lacked health insurance. Both states made tremendous progress under the Affordable Care Act.
By 2016, after both states expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, we were seeing rates much closer to 5, 10%.
And yet only two counties in those two states went blue, with most voting for the candidate who pledged to repeal the act.
It's an interesting phenomenon. I think there's multiple things here at play.
That's Simon Hayter, a professor at West Virginia University's J. Rockefeller School of Policy and Politics, where he focuses on health care. Hayter says people strongly support most elements of the Affordable Care Act. But when asked about Obamacare, that support plummets. He blames misinformation from the media and the major parties.
The average American really doesn't know what the Affordable Care Act is or what the Affordable Care Act does. One of the major parties certainly has had every incentive to distort what it does. And the other party has done a very poor job at explaining how people benefit.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.